Yeah, during summer, often, you know, the beach cricket or the beach rugby game, backyard rugby game is something that often follows a Christmas lunch or a Boxing Day lunch. Do your friends just not even bother asking because they just don't want to get flattened?
No. I'm always happy to play beach cricket. I've got to be honest, I'm not fielding anywhere other than first slip. I don't do much. I stand at first slip and then maybe have a bat when I get a chance.
After Christmas lunch, I can imagine that's definitely the best choice.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think first slip's always the best choice, to be honest.
Look, you've been spending a lot of time in regional Australia, obviously growing up here as well. If you reflect on growing up playing grassroots rugby and the health of the game in regional Australia now, what would you say going forward? Are we seeing a resurgence in interest in rugby?
Look, I haven't seen the figures, but I hope that we are. I think there's something the professional game can certainly learn from bush footy. I think that when it comes to bush rugby, and particularly in the central north and western plains and areas that I actually go and watch games, it really centres around the community aspect. And I think we really get that right in the country. We certainly, guys turn up, they play their game, they come off the field, they enjoy each other's company, they have a meal together. And I think that's something that rugby can probably take from that. And so that's why I really enjoy representing New South Wales Country Rugby, because I think we just really get that right. In terms of numbers, yeah, like I said, I'm not sure. I haven't checked the figures, but I know that the game feels strong out there, and I'm really proud of that.
Well, the Wallabies finally had a win against the All Blacks last week. I mean, what does this do for the game, having such an elusive win in our grasp?
I think the best thing about that win was the boys wore the Indigenous jersey so proudly. I think it's got a lot of people talking, and it was a dead rubber game, but it had everyone sitting on the edge of their seat. And I think the more often the Wallabies win, the better it is for the game. But I don't think we should have to rely on them to win for the game to be strong. I would love to see the game to be strong, aside from the Wallaby results. Although I was very proud. I was very proud to know some guys in that team. I was particularly proud to be friends with Curly Beale. I think what they did around the Indigenous jersey, I thought, was absolutely exceptional.
What would you say to up-and-coming rugby players about placing themselves in the best position possible to reach the sort of levels of gameplay and fitness that you have in your career? What should they be doing at this grassroots level?
I think a lot of people would say, you know, fitness and weights and all that stuff, but I think genuinely enjoying the game is the major thing. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm a front rower, so I'm not inclined to enjoy doing fitness or anything like that. But I really think playing as much of the game as you can, and there's so many different ways to play rugby. You can play Viva Sevens, you can play 15s. In Tamworth, you can play 15s on Friday night for your school, then you can play again on Sunday for the Tamworth Tricolours or for the Pirates and Magpies. I'll just be playing as much as I can, because that's where you learn the most. A lot of people can get carried away with fitness regimes and the weights and stuff like that, but I really think you cannot learn enough from playing a lot of footy.
Women's rugby has become very exciting as well, and I know that that's certainly on the ground level. Young girls are getting encouraged to take to the field, and that can only be a good thing. What would you say to the young girls who are hitting out for rugby union?
I'd just say you could not have a better set of women to follow. I think the ladies' sevens team, Alicia Quirk and the like, I just think are absolutely fantastic role models. And if I was a young girl aspiring to be a rugby player, you couldn't base yourself off any better women or more humble women than the girls that represent us and won gold for us in Rio. So I'd be following what they do, and yeah, I just think they're great ambassadors for the game and great ambassadors for women.
Paddy Ryan, we thank you so much for your time, and we'll let you head off to some more training today. To finish off, what has been a captain taught you, would you say, the most important lesson?
He wasn't a captain, but I think one of the most valuable lessons I've learned the last couple of years is to publicly praise and to privately criticise. I think it's very important to make sure that the conversations you need to have, you have one-on-one. You don't want to be doing it in front of anybody else. It's for the betterment of the team and not for egos.
Some wise words to finish us off this morning, Paddy. We'll let you get back to it and enjoy the rest of your training for the season, and we look forward to seeing you in the New England Northwest. No doubt we'll catch up with you whilst you're here.
Thank you very much. Great to be there.
Paddy Ryan, yeah, just before his training session today, even though they lost with the Country Eagles over the weekend.